When Tony Tangs took the stage at the Alaska Folk Festival this year, he sang an ode to his Juneau neighborhood, Telephone Hill.
It's where the oldest house you'll find. It's like you just step back in time. It's a breath of fresh air from the hectic scene.
And the neighbors like it there because it's so damn rare. Keep old Telephone Hill forever to be seen.
Tangs knows that oldest house well. He's rented one half of it for 28 years. It's also the neighborhood's namesake. The Webster family ran Alaska's first commercial telephone service out of the house.
I call it the West Wing. And had some fabulous times here.
Telephone Hill has 7 houses and 1 5-unit apartment building. The state of Alaska was their landlord until March, when the city and borough of Juneau took over. This summer, there will be a series of public meetings on the future of this neighborhood. Nothing has been decided yet, but Tangs is already moving out. His floor is covered in boxes and musical instrument cases as he prepares to move into a nearby apartment community for older adults. But he thinks his neighbors shouldn't have to move until the city is ready to break ground on whatever comes next.
If we treasure what is old, maybe we've got a bit more soul.
In the future, it will shine much more than gold.
The city's first step as owner was to select a new property manager, who will collect rent for the city through at least the end of September. But that's as far into the future residents can see so far. City Manager Rory Watt says these are the latest milestones in a long process.
I think for the tenants, maybe it's an increasing sense of change is really likely to happen.
Watt says the city will likely build new housing on the property. He says it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to add units in a desirable location downtown. The lack of housing and the rise of short-term rentals have made it harder for Juneau businesses to hire employees.
I think this is a classic good of the many versus good of the few type issue. I'd like to see several hundred units of housing available for the community on that property. Right now, I think we have 17 people living up there.
The city has also started negotiating with a planner and designer. Watt expects them to spend 3 to 5 months on a redevelopment plan. The city has tasked the planner with considering a no-build option, too. But Watt says that seems unlikely.
The assembly's goals, which it sets every year, is dominated by housing issues. And there's nothing wrong about preserving a historic neighborhood. It just doesn't meet what we're trying to do.
Some tenants, like Roald Simonson, plan to stay as long as they can. He's lived on Telephone Hill for 20 years, in a bright studio lined wall-to-wall with bookshelves.
Come in. You're going to see this new person here. Look at this.
Simonson has started keeping an eye out for other housing.
Yeah, you have to.
But he has a request for city leaders.
Just don't move us off here until you have to. And, don't sort of jump the gun on it. Don't say, we got to get the residents off here for whatever happens, let's do that, and then have things sit for 6 months or 8 months or a year or 3 years.
He says he hopes the city picks a redevelopment plan that makes future generations proud. Skip Gray moved to Telephone Hill in the 70s. He's holding out hope that the city will preserve the existing houses.
I loved living here. I had a great group of friends, great group of neighbors. There's a lot of history in this house.
Gray has since moved out of the neighborhood. But standing outside his former home, he remembers hosting visiting musicians and throwing New Year's Eve parties. The house sits on a lot once owned by Richard Harris, an early prospector and partner of Joe Juneau.
I would wish that people would take a good hard look at the value of history and what our kids or grandkids might be able to see remaining of that someday.
Gray says he understands the need for more housing downtown, but he doesn't think Telephone Hill should be the place to build it. He's trying to organize tenants and community members to raise awareness of the planning process and share their opinions with city leaders.
If they come with bulldozers and tear these houses down,
and I'm standing there watching, I don't want to say I didn't try.
In the meantime, he'll keep watching for updates at city assembly meetings as tenants wait to hear what's next. In Juneau, I'm Katie Anastas.